Father Edmund Hill of blessed memory, a Dominican, taught me an introductory course to church history. One of the questions he put in the exam to that introductory course was, discuss the Council of Jerusalem as found in the Book of Acts and whether any of its canons have been implemented yet. I was reminded of that question not only because of today's first reading, but also because of what is happening in the world. I'm getting a lot of Facebook postings and emails that decry the influence of Islam in the West through the refugees that are arriving in Europe and also in other places. And many of these posts and emails, most of them I ignore, but sometimes they have a bit of a catchy headline to them, decry the ubiquity of halal products as if it is some dangerous and unsavory thing, destabilizing the religious sensibility of Europe and the body politic of the world. Now, I grew up as a young Protestant in KwaZulu-Natal in South Africa in the 60s and 70s, and some of the meat and almost all the chickens I consumed as a child at that time were both halal and kosher. And I grew up to be something very strange, a Catholic priest, but that's a different story altogether. None of it has to do with the consumption of meat, either kosher or halal or both. The Council of Jerusalem, in its findings, takes a very revolutionary stance. It is overturning a whole body of Jewish tradition in favor of where the Spirit is moving this new faith, where the Spirit of God is bringing the faith, and where the Spirit of God has already manifested himself in people of goodwill, recognized both by Paul and Peter through their various experiences. The findings of the Council of Jerusalem are because those gathered together there in the early church were able to recognize what God was doing and knew that they could not prevent God from doing what he wanted to do. That promise is also contained. Was it a threat? But anyway, that promise is also contained in the gospel today, where Jesus promises us that the Holy Spirit will lead us into knowledge, understanding, and truth, and teach us all things. Will, not has. And sometimes we confuse the will and the has. And it's especially relevant in our own time as the diversity of the world opens up to us in a new way. I think I was quite blessed growing up as I did in the intersection of Christianity, Islam, and Hinduism here at the South Point of Africa, in the midst of all the social crises that faced us in the 60s and 70s. I learned to live among the other, and I learned that the other was just like myself. That led to a blossoming both of religious and political consciousness within myself. I was being led. I hadn't found the truth. I still haven't found the truth. The truth is an ongoing relationship with God, continually deepening. The Council of Jerusalem realizes this, and so frees the early church to an ongoing relationship based on very few requirements, open to where the Spirit will lead this early group of believers in Christ. Sometimes our language and even the attitudes we display are of people who have found the truth, and found it to be one thing and one thing only. In my time as lecturer at St. Joseph's Theological Institute in KwaZulu-Natal, I was often challenged by students with the concept of the deposit of faith. They wanted to know what the deposit of faith had to say about the subjects I taught, which was Hebrew and Old Testament. And they were rather surprised that the deposit of faith contained nothing of any value in both those directions. The idea of a deposit of faith is that of a fixed amount that has been invested and that we cannot really touch unless it disappears from our grasp. It's not earning interest, it's like the talent buried in the ground. Often the way we use the language of the deposit of faith points to a static thing. But there is no such thing as truth, because truth is a relationship, not a thing. And we have been promised the Spirit that will lead us, into the fullness of truth. The challenge of the risen Christ to us is to be open to the growth, which is inherent in the way that God works in the world, drawing all things to the perfection of his kingdom, giving us forgiveness of sins and redemption of our sinfulness in the death and resurrection of Jesus, an event which leads us to the future. It does not simply stay stuck in the past, present to us in the sacraments and constantly leading us to the future where heaven and earth are bridged by the wood of the cross, and we are where we are nourished by the fruit that hung that on that wood, the body and blood of Christ Jesus. It's all movement ahead, and in that movement ahead, often the Holy Spirit is ahead of us, because we are looking backward and we are embracing a deposit and not embracing a relationship. We are embracing and staying with the known quantity, rather than seeing that that is constantly enriched by the power and the presence of the Spirit in our lives. The Spirit leads us to truth. We do not have truth in our grasp. We only have it in embrace, an embrace which allows us both, us and the truth who is Christ, the fullness of his kingdom, to move forward through history, to grow and develop, even beyond what we might think are the limits set. For the kingdom of God grows, and we are asked to grow with it, to move with the kingdom of God into the future where all things will be gathered into the integrity of the experience of God's kingdom. So, have the canons of the Council of Jerusalem been implemented yet? Absolutely not, because sometimes we miss what they say. And it is not about meat sacrifice to idols and about fornication. It is about being open to where God leads us, to be a listening community, to be a moving community, and to be an embracing community. Not a community deaf to the world where God is working. Not a community grasping something like a limited treasure which can be lost at the drop of a hat, and not static and stuck in one era and ignorant of where God is leading us in all human eras. In that sense, The Council of Jerusalem has not been implemented. In the sense of the freedom to eat all things, when I see the panic about halal foods, no, the Council of Jerusalem has not been implemented yet. Which is a great challenge, because there have been some councils after that not implemented yet. And so let us cooperate with God, cooperate with the Holy Spirit, given to lead us to all truth, which we can only embrace and never grasp. Amen.